To the Australian Tennis Open, it took five sets and almost 5 hours. But the highest ranked men's seed, Daniil Medvedev, beat Canada's Felix Auger-Aliassime last night to secure his spot in the semis. Spain's Rafael Nadal also in the semis, but not without controversy. The man he beat to the top four, Denis Shapovalov, says Nadal received preferential treatment from officials. With us now is Brett Phillips, host of the First Serve Tennis Podcast. Kia ora.
Susie, good morning.
Thanks for being with us on all of this. Let's start with Rafael Nadal, shall we? The controversy, talk us through it.
Well, I think this has been, Susie, going on for a long, long time. It's just some players are probably reluctant to obviously criticise a legend of the sport, a guy who's been obviously a brilliant tennis player, but also will carry a magnificent legacy off the court well into his retirement. But Raf has been, bending the rules for as long as we can remember. I mean, in my view, I mean, why have stringent rules if they're not going to be adopted for every single player? And then you've got different chair umpires who, some go by the letter of the book and some are more lenient. And I reference, serve clocks. Obviously they get a minute and a half to sit down at the end of the change of ends. You need to emerge out of the chair. Rafa will always make you wait. He'll always make you wait 20 or 30 seconds later. So, if these rules are there, they should be enforced for every player. And I think it got Denis pretty frustrated. I think he regrets, referencing the governing body, the ATP and the chair umpires as being corrupt. That was probably a little bit over the top. But that's the frustration, that every other match you play, Susie, you play at a particular pace. When you play Rafael Nadal, you have to play at his pace, which is, not fair to the players who are just out there to, keep the game moving. So, look, poor old Rafa, they're always trying to hurry him up. He's got all these little idiosyncrasies, he's got his rituals he has to go through. He's been following the same routine for about 20 years and they seem reluctant to, jump on him now. But I think after he's retired, these rules need to be, certainly adhered to.
Mm. As for Daniil Medvedev, he was made to work for it, wasn't he?
Well, I called that match, so I think I've had about 4.5 hours sleep. It was unbelievable, unbelievable match. And I really thought, Susie, that Felix Auger-Aliassime had Daniil in the palm of his hand. He played a brilliant match, and the young man will be a star. He will get his turn on the biggest stage in tennis to make a final, potentially win a Grand Slam. It was interesting because the roof was open. It was extremely muggy. Daniil was sweating certainly far more. He looked uncomfortable, and all of a sudden the rain came. They closed the roof. Daniil changed his clothes. He was always expected to have a response. The champions don't just bow out that easy, and he's a man of steel. I mean, we call him the Iceman. He just got into another sort of stratosphere, another zone, to then just overrun Felix in, one of the finest matches ever in Australian Open history.
Yeah, in today's action, what's expected?
Well, hand on my heart, from an Australian point of view, we hope Ash Barty tonight, the world number one who wants to win her home slam, can go one step further. The women's semis move to primetime Thursday night, which is absolutely fantastic. She's got Madison Keys, beautiful ball striker. She's been deep at all the majors, but we think Ash is going to once again bring the tools. And I have to mention Dylan Alcott, who I think's got fans all over the world. He's put wheelchair tennis on the map, Susie. Today, his final ever match, looking to win his 8th Australian Open. Not many sports people get the fairy tale finish, but I think Dylan might just do tonight.
Thank you very much. That's Brett Phillips there, host of the First Serve Tennis Podcast.